Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 15th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 5.5 cents, closing at 356.5. January beans up 5.25 cents, closing at 1029. And March wheat down 8.75 cents, closing at 409.25. I guess the grains, at least the corn and the wheat, were following the dollar. The dollar was up almost a full penny and a half here. The last trade was 103.14, so over $1.03. That's the highest level since 2002. The metals tanked. The gold was down 30. Silver down $1.18 an ounce. So that was all problematic in here. They kind of ignored the decent export numbers, and you know, looks like the dollar just weighed on things out here. The beans, on the other hand, were able to close higher despite the corn and the wheat. Every time the corn and wheat broke significantly and made new lows, they tried to break the beans, but they couldn't keep them down. I think that's a function of two things: the strong export number we saw this morning, the additional sale we saw this morning, and the funds basically defending their positions. How are we going to finish out this year? We've got 2 weeks left. I've been thinking that, you know, the funds were going to cover in here, that they'd cover short corn, short wheat, and get out of long beans and long oil. So far, we really haven't seen that. Now, certainly they could do it in 3 days, let alone 2 weeks. But so far, we haven't seen that. And with the dryness that we're seeing in the heat in South America, that certainly supported the beans here today. Now, the cold weather should be supporting the corn and wheat, as we should be feeding more to our domestic animals here. But, you know, again, the dollar outweighed anything else, it looks like. So a little bit of a mixed day in here. It's really the funds have control of this thing, as they usually do, but in the short run anyway. If they continue to want to add to short positions in wheat and corn, we're going to go lower. They want to add to long positions in beans, we can go higher. If for any reason they went out before the end of the year, then we'll see this thing turn around out here. Informa came out with a big acreage number on the beans. They upped at 5.2 million acres. They cut corn about, I think it was 4 million. Let me double check that. Yeah, they cut the corn by 4.16 million acres. They cut the wheat by 2.9 million acres, and they added 5.2 million acres to the beans. So you would have thought that could have been bearish the beans and bullish corn and wheat, but that's not what happened here. So again, it's the money flow and I guess the dollar as much as anything. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.